Today's secret message is, don't ruin a good today by thinking about a bad yesterday. So, Brissa, who gave us this quote?
Unknown. Unknown. He's written a lot of quotes. He or she.
Unknown is the most prolific of all the quotes, which means we didn't even bother looking.
I Googled. Google said unknown.
So it's Google. We should just start attributing quotes to Google.
Just Google gave me this quote.
Deepak Chopra /Google states.
If that was the case, Google says everything.
It's like one step worse than quoting Wikipedia, which is like everything's, you know, you can't trust Wikipedia.
I think we can trust Google.
The internet service wouldn't lie to us. Google's the most trusted service in the world.
Google has always been there for us. I trust him. This quote is by unknown.
By unknown.
It's a real person. It's an unfortunate name.
Don't ruin a good today by thinking about a bad yesterday.
I like it.
It's like karma.
Honestly, yeah.
Karma is like memories in your body. Mm-hmm. That affect your future. Just got to forget about it. I was telling one of our patients today, she's like, I grabbed her ankle. I was working on it. And she's like, oh, my ankle, it's all, oh, not again. And I'm just like, I could make, and it was like making her angry that she's like, I can't believe, and this is true, when somebody has something wrong, oftentimes the things that pop into your head are things like, I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dude, it's just an ankle problem. And, you know, stop beating yourself up over it. Where it's like, it's just all it is this little thing in your ankle. But isn't it funny how we associate so much bad yesterday with just this small little thing?
Mm-hmm. It spills over.
And it clutters your whole life in a way, doesn't it?
I'm just having a realization now that a lot of the quotes I've chosen sort of have the same theme, you know, about manifesting and stuff like that, because even this one works the same way. You're going to ruin a good today because you're still manifesting and dwelling on a bad yesterday. You're bringing it into the present. Just don't. Just let it go.
Yeah, if you think about like changing, the only way you can change is by letting go of the yesterday stuff and going, well, what's happening right now? Right. And, you know, yeah, we can be like, oh, I got to be in the moment and we're meditating and we're trying, you know, or all this other stuff. But really, it's like, really think about for a second how you associate everything that you have or every problem that you have. And sometimes we just beat ourselves up over this, you know, little things that we did. Mm-hmm. Or we could just fix it. But there's no point.
I know it's easier said than done. It's a mindset that you have to gain over time, but it's absolutely true. I mean, there's days, you know, let's say I had a fight with someone I'm very close to. The next day I have a rock in my stomach the whole time. Even if it's resolved, you dwell on it, you think on it, and it's not useful.
Yeah, you feel way better when you punch him in the face.
Yeah, exactly. Just wait. Just, your time will come.
Just
exact revenge. It's fine.
Not true, ladies and gentlemen. Necessarily not always true.
Not always
true. Sometimes it's not true. I can think of at least one time that wasn't true.
Just once.
I can't go farther than that without, yeah, just turning into.
Sort of
so, but you know what it's like? It's like when you ever like go to like, if you ever sold a house, let's say, and you go to sell the house and then you clean it all up and you make it all nice and you go, geez, if I knew I could make it this nice, I wouldn't have moved. Because you've finally let go of everything. You've staged it. Mm-hmm. And it's funny how you can stay, if you staged everything just right all the time, it would just be fresh. Mm-hmm. And you just start like, oh, let's just start over. Like it's day one. like you said, easier said than done, because you just have that feeling that it's not starting over. There's that deep sort of feeling. And, you know, it takes practice, I think.
It's so funny that you say that, because that's something that I struggle with a lot, where I'm constantly purging things because I think I need it to be fresh. And it's like, oh, I'll be good at this, or I'll feel better, I'll be less anxious once I have, you know, a fresh, clean drawing board. But I don't actually get to that point, because even though I think I'm purging, I'm still holding on. I go through to sort things, but the pile to get rid of is actually much smaller than what I'm keeping.
You mean physically, like purging stuff?
Yeah. And but it relates to my mental health, though, because I won't let myself relax and be happy until I tackle this imaginary mountain I've created, which is my bad yesterday.
Yeah.
But then in the moment, I'm not actually doing it. I'm not letting go.
Yeah. Well, Catherine's really good at, like, she always says, my wife is always like, you know, she gets a rush when she throws things out. Like, she just feels so much better. Like, just get this out of my face. And it's true. Even if it's just clothes, like specifically I'm talking about clothes, because I'll have the same, I have t-shirts from 20 years ago. Like, literally, Catherine's like, you had that, you were wearing that when I met you. You still got that shirt, or I gave you that, you know,
sentimental,
the first birthday, your first birthday when we were together, I gave you that t-shirt. And I'm like, yeah, it's still good. You know, but, you know, on the other hand, it's like, maybe you should only keep things that just make you smile, that you like, mm-hmm. instead of saying, well, it's a good shirt, but you know what, if you haven't worn it in a couple of years and you have no reason to keep it, mm-hmm. It's time to donate and free yourself from yesterday.
Donate it away.
And you really need less than you think. You know, if we do stay on the topic of material things, you need less than you think. Like, what do you really need? Provided you do laundry, it's not that much.
No.
You know, you look at like wardrobe gurus and you look, okay, this is what your wardrobe is. And it's like, it's barely anything, but
they make it work.
And really that ends up being, you know, it's your best stuff.
Yeah.
You keep it. And then after a while you get rid of it, and then it freshens up again. You get rid of it and you have new stuff.
I agree with all of this.
And I don't think you are, it does, I don't think you are ruining a good today by thinking about a bad yesterday. I think you're ruining an amazing today.
By dwelling on a bad yesterday.
It says thinking, but.
Thinking, dwelling.
If you're thinking about it, it's quoted by unknown, so I think either one.
It's my quote now. Don't ruin an amazing today by thinking about.
Don't ruin an amazing today by freaking out
about a bad yesterday.
About
so well, I'm constantly.
Sorry, I muted. I meant to hold the mute button to tap it, but it held. We were muted for a second there.
Oh, how much of a second?
Like just like 3 seconds.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Is that okay?
But don't think about it tomorrow.
But yeah, I think this has a lot to do with karma. Because really, that's what karma is. What?
Very precise pronunciation.
That is the
there.
Actual karma. That is the actual pronunciation. No accent. Perfect. What's that language? Sanskrit? I don't know.
I'm not quite sure, to be honest. Karma.
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 That's what that is. It's memory in your body. Is karma comes back and
let it go.
If you let it go, you know, it changes everything, doesn't it? Or it could be like Mater from Cars, where he just. You see this here? I got this here dent from this, that. I'll never repair that. Because he likes the memories, right? Mm-hmm. If you look at it in a positive way, then. But I guess he doesn't really see that as a bad yesterday. He's taking it. He's saying this is a dent.
That was a good yesterday.
But it was a good yesterday. But yeah, so what if it was dent? So it's a way of just looking at it.
Mm-hmm. View.
All right.
I like it.
All right. Good talk as always. All right, everybody, bye.
Bye.